Beatdown Podcast presents On Your Radar, a monthly collection of musical earworms. We use music under fair use. Fair use is defined as copying any protected material for a limited and transformative purpose, like criticizing, commenting, parroting, news reporting, or teaching the copyrighted material. Hello, welcome to On Your Radar, February 2017 edition. I'm your host, Ed. Thank you for joining me. Now, we are here gathered at the musical altar for a few selections that I've collected from the musical ether. Just as a reminder, you can send your suggestions for On Your Radar to my Twitter, at Edward Giordano. So, yeah, please tweet me your suggestions. I hope that you enjoyed the first episode. So, I'm back again with episode 2 of this series. And, yeah, let's dig straight into the music. Today, I have not only my 5 choices, my soundtrack sound check. I was going to mix it up, so clearly I'm the master of my own segments. I also have the debut of a new segment on today's show. And I want to tell you all that, much like Josh, I have created a Spotify playlist for On Your Radar. And I think it's parentheses Beatdown Podcast. And you could check that out on the Spotify's. And yeah, then that way, like, if you catch any songs that you want to hear, but you're like, oh, I forget the name of the artist, Ed did a horrible job explaining who this was, you could just go onto the Spotify playlist and just see it right there. The first artist that I want to bring up today, though, is Lizzo. And the song I chose is Good as Hell. The reason I'm choosing Good as Hell is because it is freaking fun. That's all there is to it. It's so much fun. This song I heard on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, as well as NPR's All Songs Considered, and both times I heard it, I was like, it's like so awesome. And I believe it's from the album Big Girl in a Small World, and this like encompasses that feeling, that like bombastic feeling of just being strong and empowered and like feeling good as hell. So let's listen to a clip of that. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. I mean, how could you not smile to that song? Between the bodacious lyrics, the flourishes of brass, it's just pure joy and ecstasy from start to finish, even though you didn't get to hear the whole song. But I implore that you do go on to your music streaming or purchasing, who purchases music anymore, device of choice, and give the whole song a listen. Now, the next artist I really am super hyped to talk about is Rory, R-A-U-R-Y. I love Rory because he blends hip-hop and folk in a way that just, like, blows my mind. The first time Rory came across my radar was on All Songs Considered, when they did their folk special about, like, this one programming director was discussing how he was deciding what bands they were going to invite to their folk festival. And I was just like blown away the first time I heard Rory. This is from the album All We Need, or I believe so. Yes, All We Need. Yes, I got that right this time. And it's legit. And just listen to it. And we'll talk about it on the other side.
Bye. trying to rule the world, I see. Well, young boy, I can give you everything. Diamond, everything you touch can be. Golden, but first you gotta listen to me.
Okay, this is super frustrating, everyone. There is so much more of the song that I wanted to play, but because of my fear of getting in trouble with fair use copyright laws, I didn't want to play at all. But, like, just as I'm cutting off the minute clip that I can give you guys, there's, like, this epic electronica intro that leads into this even rappier, verse, I guess, not chorus, rappier verse. It's, like, super frustrating that I can't give it to you, so I am asking, please go out there and go listen to Devil's Whisper by Rory in its entirety. Like, I really, the intro is so beautiful, and I could have cut that, but no, like, all I could say is go out and listen to Devil's Whisper by Rory. And on to the next artist, the hopefully that I won't be, I know I'll be less frustrated by this, the clip that I'm pulling from this next artist, is The Japanese House. They came up on my Spotify discovery about a year ago, and I've been listening to them a lot. But no song has struck me the same way Still has. Still, as I hit the table, Still was, like, brings the synth pop that I love and, like, the process vocals that are super solid that really they've never been able to achieve that exact awesomeness level from my vantage point ever again. Even with other tracks I like Clean, I think they have a song called Thunder or something to that effect, but Still is the one that stands above them all. And I just love the synthesizers, I love the process vocals, and let's take a listen to it.
It's gone too far to ever go back. You know I wouldn't give you up, baby, I don't want that.
Honestly, there isn't much about The Japanese House on the interwebs. There just isn't much. There's no Wikipedia page. They have a Facebook fan page. They have a Twitter. I believe they are a British band. And maybe they haven't quite, quote, hit, unquote, yet. Or maybe they'll never hit. But regardless, I think the artifact of the songs they have created for us already are exciting to listen to. Now, we are, like, as I was listening to it, I really love, like, the little kicks that are going on in that song. And the dual vocal, as I said, the process vocal is, like, where it's at in my mind. And I love a good synthy soundscape. There you go. In summation of things that I've said already, now we're going to move ahead to the next song, and I thought it's time to just do, like, a really solid piano ballad. I've chosen Jill Scott's Hear My Call, and my friend Sierra back in Indianapolis loved Jill Scott. I remember when Jill Scott was, like, on VH1, for, like, up-and-coming new artist. She had a song called Golden, and then, I enjoyed Golden, but I wasn't, like, in love with it, and I just forgot that Jill Scott even existed. And then a few years ago, my coworker Sierra was like, "I love Jill Scott," and said a bunch of stuff about that. So then I've listened to her more, and I was like, "Oh, like, this is, like, a nice, awesome piano ballad." And yeah, let's listen to "Hear My Call."
Here I am again, asking questions. waiting to be moved. I am so unsure of my perception. What I thought I knew, I don't seem to. Where is the turn so I can get back to what I believe in? Back to the old me, and God, please hear my call. I am afraid for me.
Listening through that song again, it just like hits you, the fragile pleading from Jill Scott to God to hear her so she can get back to her center and move forward with her life. I just think it's like very beautiful and perhaps worthy of Record of the Year if Hello by Adele is anything to indicate. Piano ballads apparently are all the rage for Record of the Year. Not a subtweet. That is from her 2011 album, Light of the Sun. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that. We're going to move forward with the next artist, and that is Avicii. Now, you're like, Ed, why do you need to point out Avicii? I'm like, okay, why do I need to point out Avicii? I don't actually need to. But I feel a little guilt with Avicii because I was on February 14th, Valentine's Day, instead of, you know, like, doing something romantic with a loved one, as most people probably would, I was instead updating Wikipedia pages, and one of the pages I updated was the list of the most streamed songs on Spotify, the top 50 most played songs on Spotify, and around the bottom of the list, I kept updating them, and then I realized that Starboy by The Weeknd was not included, so I had to put that on the list at number 33-ish or something like that. And that, of course, if there was 50 songs there already, that means something had to get kicked off. And I was like kind of playing a mind game with myself. Is it going to be Sugar by Robin Schulz? Like, or is it going to be Lush Life by Zara Larsson that's going to be kicked off? But no, it was Avicii's Wake Me Up that was kicked off. Is now like the 51st most played song on Spotify. Now you're like, oh, like, why should you feel bad for him? You shouldn't. But that being said, his album, Avicii, that had Wake Me Up, Hey Brother, had all the big hits that everyone talks about with Avicii, was very successful. But he had an album after that called Stories that I feel like was less embraced by radio. And one of my favorite songs from Stories is Touch Me, because it feels like this big disco dance, a Motown anthem, and it's like in this like modern dance context. So I actually really enjoy Stories album. I go through and like listen. It's like if I'm having a bad day at work, like Stories is a good album to turn to because it's upbeat. It's a little like contemplative, but it's still upbeat, which is like the right balance I want when I'm a little down. So let's listen to Touch Me by Avicii. Privy to some, like, I call them like 90s style arcade electric guitars. Wah, wah, wah. I don't know. I have like this vision of the 90s that may or may not be true. I was alive for all of it, but mine was obviously, my version of the 90s was tinged by Power Rangers among other things. that's so funny, but it's so true. I'm going to debut a new and exciting segment right now, and that is called Repeat Offenders, where I take one of the five artists that I selected last week and I give another song by one of them. And I just thought this was a really good idea because so much to an artist isn't just one song, and I'm playing 1 minute of one song from one artist, and that seems not a really good way to get a whole picture of anyone in particular. But yeah, with this, I'm going to be able to revisit one of the five artists I selected on the previous month and give you another song to listen to. Another song I just quote discovered from them that I didn't have before. And the artist that I chose to go back to is Ray BLK, because I was listening to Durt, D-U-R-T, and I was really vibing with it. And there was this song called Chill Out featuring S.G. Lewis that really stood out above the rest of the songs. I mean, I already love Ray BLK. My Hood is Legit. I think Durt is a great album. It's like a slim 30 minutes or something like that. You put Durt on and you're on the other side of Durt before you even realize it. But here's another track from that album. It's called Chill Out. And let's listen to some lovely synthesizers.
Oh yeah, I told you I was trouble when we first met, but I guess you never got the message. I hate to be so goddamn depressive, but my broken heart turned me to a savage. Cause I only want you when I'm lonely, on a late night, on a Friday, with some high grade. Said I'll only want you when I'm lonely, on a late night, on a Friday, with some high grade.
I just love how smooth Ray BLK's lyrics, melody, and musical choices go down. They're real talk, and I love it. I just love it. Chill Out is Legit. It's a laid-back track talking about, how this... She has no expectations of this relationship. In fact, she has negative expectations of this relationship. But, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but it's not gonna work out. So, we could just have fun and chill out. So thank you so much for joining me on this month's On Your Radar podcast. Once again, you could tweet me at Edward Giordano with any On Your Radar suggestions, especially if you have any thoughts on Repeat Offenders for next month from the five artists that I have. But of course, you could bring me new artists as well. Don't be shy to say anything about anything. Thank you for listening to Beatdown Podcast. Please review us on the iTunes. That is amazing. And I hope you are enjoying Beatdown Podcast in general. It's been a blast doing it with Josh and Jen and our rotating group of guests that we keep getting over and over. That's it. And I'm going to leave you now, as I will leave you with every week. Well, maybe not every week, but at least for now, I'm leaving you with the soundtrack sound check, which I almost got wrong again, but I got it right. And this month I'm choosing Layers Expanding Over Time. Layers Expanding Time from The Lion movie soundtrack, and I'm picking it because I've been listening to the Lion soundtrack a lot because I just saw the movie a few weeks ago, and it's really good. It made me cry and all that jazz, and I implore you all to go see the movie Lion, because it's good, it's real, it's nonfiction-y, and it made me realize that adopting is important. I don't know if that was the point of the message, but there's so much negatives in the world that it was just good to see that there's blips of positives out there for whatever they're worth, and they're worth a lot. So let's listen to Layers Expanding Time. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.